Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 789 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, the state. There was necessity for same. Wherefore, this respondent agrees to the passage of an order revoking former orders in this case and waives his presence at the court upon a hearing of same. Signed, W.M.I. Smith, attorney for James Conley, Georgia, Fulton County. Personally appeared before the undersigned attesting officer, James Conley, who, after being duly sworn, deposes and swears that the facts set out in the above and foregoing response so far as they come within his own personal belief are true, and where derived from the information of others, he believes them to be true. Sworn to and subscribed before me this June 12, 1913. O.C. Tedder, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. 3. Re. Application of Hugh M. Dorsey, Solicitor General, to release James Conley from legal custody. In answer to the petition and order in the above-stated cause served upon us as attorneys for Leo Frank, we herewith answer and show cause as follows. 1. If the intention of the Solicitor General is to discharge this Negro from Coos Todi because, A. he is not a material witness. His integrity and character are such that he ought to have his liberty and be trusted to obey the summons of this court, then considered as a witness only. The respondent is also charged and could not be trusted any more than he could be. And in such case, indeed, the farce in the court's presence of releasing the Negro and immediately return him to his wet nurses at the police station would resemble child's play. 2. But if the solicitor believes that one of a number of contradictory statements made by this Negro may, if properly preserved, be valuable to the prosecution of Frank A.D., that the Negro may destroy its value if left free to talk, and in order to keep him in mouth, it is necessary that he be protective against any order of A, then we think we have a right to protest against such purpose that it is not the per court of justice that winks at such purpose. 3. We are calm trained to the conclusion that it is the purpose for any reason to release this Negro, but, by obtaining the order here sought, continue the present illegal containment. 4. But Frank is himself deeply interested in this proceeding, that the content of the solicitor and the will of this Negro is all that is required to reverse the will of the law, is erroneous. The state has the right and the interest just to put a witness in custody, but where I in custody and whose custody is of the highest importance. The law has given no custody to the solicitor, and that usually a place of punishment, but a temporary place of detention. The sheriff is supposed to stand in his prisoners, and may be trusted neither to confole, threaten, nor suborn any testimony by third-degree methods. The law never meant to place a witness, who, for lack of character, needs confinement under the center of a particular prosecutor. 5. That the detectives should wish to keep Conley in custody and entertain him at the city's expense have not an unsurprising slash they have already extorted from him, we charge, all thinkable confessions through XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX and to the credibility of they last one, they have staked their reputations and hope of place. They have upon the constancy and stability of this witness, they have staked their all. They would be less than human if they did not 146 and 46 in poor condition.